Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had to take the middle child to the optometrist because of an injury she sustained thanks to her little brother. And
Nerf gun?
It was not the Nerf gun. It was a sword to the eyeball.
Samurai sword?
It was not a samurai. It was like a foam sword. And I'm thinking, oh, what damage can he do with the foam sword? So I let him, stupidly, I let him get this foam sword. And he found a way to poke her in the eye with it. Anyways, her eye's been red. And she's like, I swear, he did something to me. So Mama Guilt had to take her in, had to pay extra for what they call opto mapping, where they take a 3D image of the eyeball to make sure. I mean, I'm sitting there the whole time going,
that sounds expensive.
Opto mapping.
Well, I had to make sure my boy had not permanently damaged the eyeball of the middle child.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to explain to the eye doctor. I don't know why I'm talking too much, you know, instead of just going in and going, can you make sure nothing's wrong? I'm like trying to explain how it was a foam sword.
Well, you don't want to get arrested.
I don't. And I'm nervous about that.
Yeah.
Not just the judging, but the, legalities of it.
My nephew is, he has a cousin that's just a year older, and they are super close. Mm-hmm. And they went through the Star Wars phase at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some serious lightsaber
injuries
going on with them playing with it, and it's funny, they wouldn't hurt each other because they had another lightsaber to defend themselves.
Right.
It's when they went to my niece or the other cousins who were otherwise unarmed, and they were just little boys, you know, but those lightsabers, I remember those being a problem.
Yeah, this was as a result of not letting him into her room.
I had to go. My sister bit me once, and I don't know how old she was. She was a toddler, and they thought, I think they had urgent cares back then. This would have been in the late 80s.
Did you seek medical treatment of some kind?
Yes. They didn't give me stitches. They gave me those little, thingies. What do you call them? Butterflies?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They butterflied me up, but to this day, I have a scar on my back. I was doing something. I don't know. My sister was laying on my back, and she bit me.
Mm.
And it was like I stood up and was shaking, and she was like latched on me like a lamprey or something. You know what I mean? She's like, her mouth was stuck to my back, and I was trying to shake her off. She like cannibalized me. It was weird. She's a freak. I've been saying it for years. Now you people know.
My kid Stevie and his buddies used to do wrestling. They would try to emulate WWE.
Yeah.
And they came pretty close to some pretty good injuries.
Oh, I never hit my sister, but there was one time I thought I made her a quadriplegic.
Wrestling?
Doing a suplex.
But I'm telling you, older siblings, I keep threatening because, you know, I lecture the girls. Well, you're going to hurt him. You're twice his size. You're going to hurt him. But there's times I watch him haul off on them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to let them. I am going to let them haul off on you if you don't stop it.
Yeah. Again, I don't know parenting, but it's like touching the stove. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, okay, I went too far and she knocked the crap out of me.
Right.
So now I have a boundary.
Have you thought about taking this sword away from Liam?
Yes, it's gone. He'll just find something else. He'll find something else.
Yeah, at that age, boys can weaponize most things.
And he knows I put everything on top of the fridge. For whatever reason, I take it away from him. I put it on the fridge. You should see the top of the arsenal on top of my refrigerator.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.